lie, but I don't believe that last part.
Nope.
Gary's like, and I'm also commenting about the past game. Ha ha, I thought I forgot. Ha ha.
Like, anytime you throw something in late like that, you wasn't top of mind. You don't really believe it. It's
like
kind of fake.
The very last thing you could possibly can you isolate that, just the very last part of that, because we know they're going to run the ball. He's talking about it. He's been talking about it all week long. This is our thing. We're running the ball, and I'm going to let everybody know about it. And we also have confidence in the pass game.
Let's make sure. Let's get back to what we did the first half, and then regain control. So we'll always look to run the ball, and I feel pretty confident about passing the ball as well.
Do you now, Gerard?
Nope.
Well, I'm convinced.
You know what that was? That was because it didn't need to be said.
Well, right.
Was everybody going to freak out if he just said, we'll always look to run the ball?
It would have been a headline, so. I think. I mean, it was a headline last time.
He
and
has
it
said
would be
it already.
Again. Yeah, I know. But
he keeps saying it, and it's clear. You know why it's clear? Because the best player on the Patriots right now, certainly on the offense, is Ramondre Stevenson.
Right.
Like, you should want to run the football. Did anybody watch that game? He was awesome. I really do think it was the best game of his career. It wasn't the highest yardage, but it was the best game of his career, making people miss, breaking tackles, doing what his team needed him to do when he needed to do it to win the game. And so isn't that coaching one-on-one? Lean on your strengths.
Absolutely.
Utilize your strengths, matchups. So I think this was another example. I don't think Gerard needed to say that. I think bringing up the passing game the way he did almost diminished the passing game. It was like, it would have been just better if you had stopped talking.
Don't even mention it. But like, yeah, it sounds like an afterthought, and it's sort of being treated like one so far too. And maybe it has to be because they don't have much of one, and this is the way they have to run their offense. But I understand. I mean, it makes sense. Before we dive too deep into this, I just wanted to address a couple of texts. A lot of people angry in the text board right now. Andy saying, I can't believe you idiots think that Tom Brady would be better than would not be better than Mac Jones for the Miami Dolphins. Which, first of all, I don't think either of us said that.
No,
Tom Brady is 47 years old, first of all, by the way, everybody. Let's not, you know, we're not talking about prime Tom Brady here. He hasn't played in 2 years. But even then, I still think he'd probably be better than Mac Jones. It's just there's no bleeping way that he's going to be able to get out of all the stuff that he's in right now, mostly the ownership situation with the Raiders, and become a player again. I just don't think that he's going to forfeit all that and all that money to come and play for however much they're going to pay him to finish the year in Miami. I just don't think that that's realistic. I mean, he's financially much better off right now not playing, and he would have to undo all of that in order to be eligible to be picked up at all. So if we're talking about what's realistic here, Mac Jones, out of the rest of the choices of current NFL quarterbacks who are in the league right now on a roster or on a practice squad somewhere, Mac Jones probably gives you the best chance.
And then what kind of offense are they going to run?
Right.
Are they going to run what Tom wants to do? Are they going to turn everything
probably,
over to...
yes. They'll probably...
Damn right.
Okay, so that
would want, Tom.
Challenging. Wouldn't you say that's challenging? Hey, even you had a long week. It was a Thursday night game. So you're going to tell me you can get Tom Brady down there and he can teach Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and they can come up with an offense with that everybody can be comfortable with?
Yes.
The run game. I don't think that's realistic.
Five steps and crisscross. That's all you got to do. Unstoppable play. No one can stop. No
Tom's
one's
just
going to
go
it.
In the huddle. Tom's just going to show. So you do this.
Yeah.
You do this. And whichever one of you is open, I'll throw you the ball.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I think that's sort of what he did in Tampa Bay, isn't it? Like, you know, he went down there. Him and Byron Leftwich. I don't think it was some big Leftwich offense.
He got
I
there
think Brady
in March.
Took care of it, and he made that happen. Yeah.
He got there in March, and he brought Gronk and Antonio Brown with him.
That's true.
Now he's just showing up and installing an offense in September, and Mike McDaniel's just supposed to say, yeah, Tom, you do whatever you want to do, Tom. I'll just hang out over here and vape. I'll get my little pen out.
That sounds like a pretty good deal, if I'm Mike McDaniel, you know?
Or a
Tom
disaster.
Brady's here. He gets to do everything. I get to take credit for it. I get to sit here with my G-Pen or whatever and just rip this thing all day while Brady's out there throwing touchdown passes. That sounds okay. That sounds like an okay lot in life, to be perfectly honest with you.
What if Tom has expired? What if Sunday was the expiration? Like, we realized, oh, wait, he's not the golden goose anymore. He's not. He can't do everything. Not everything works out for him, and not everything's perfect anymore.
All the bad reviews of his broadcasting career shake his confidence, and now he can't
Absolutely.
Throw a ball anymore either.
And he's got, what was it yesterday? What was that archery thing that you were all excited about premature?
Oh, right. What was that called? Now I forget. What was the name of that? Remember that guy called in about it? The archery.
Yeah, what if
yips?
Tom Brady has that?
What
if
is
he ruined
that called?
His confidence?
Oh, man. I can't remember what it's called. But yeah.
Target panic?
Target panic. Yes, target panic. That's exactly right. in the premature release, which happens when you get real bad target panic.
Bad target panic.
Could be. I don't know. I feel like
that. We all suffer from that.
I have. I don't think that is something Tom Brady has to worry about. You know, Tom Brady's 47. I don't think he's got.
What if he's toast?
I mean, maybe.
He's got the opposite of that.
He could certainly be toast. I mean, that's entirely possible. And listen, that last season there in Tampa, they didn't win the Super Bowl. Like, you know, that wasn't a great season for him.
Toast.
But he wasn't toast. I mean, he could still go out and play, and everybody expected him to keep playing. And I don't know. I think that if they did bring him in, it wouldn't be some – I don't know if you're trying to suggest it would be some big disaster if he came and played there. I think he'd be fine.
I don't
personally.
Rule it out. I don't rule out a disaster
well,
at all.
Either way, realistically – Mac Jones, I think, is more of a realistic decision.
I got another idea.
Also, real quick, people saying Arcand HN dropped 30 fantasy points last night. What are you talking about? He gets hurt all the time. He was in and out of the lineup all year last year, and he was questionable to play in this game. He had a good game, mostly catching the ball, but I'd say, in general, that's not someone that you pencil in for 17 weeks in any given season, is what I meant by that.
No. Yeah. And they're going to need to probably lean on their running game more now, which is not ideal since you have two of the best receivers in football, two top 10 receivers that you're paying to be top 10 receivers. I just came up with another idea for the Dolphins.
Oh.
So Tom Brady's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is a coaching free agent who might help Tom Brady create a system, scheme, and offense that would work?
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels is available. And if you're...
Not Bill Belichick.
Well, no. And no, that wouldn't work.
But if they all got back together, the three of them.
If you're Mike McDaniel and you're truly looking for the best interest of the Dolphins to win games in 2024, is it the dumbest idea in the world to say you bring in Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels as an offensive consultant to figure out what the hell we're going to do on the fly here to make this offense work?
If you're bringing in Tom Brady, it's not a terrible idea. I mean, it's the same. I put it up there with bringing in Brown and Gronkowski to Tampa. I mean, I think it's that same kind of thing.
Right.
You bring him in there for comfort and for, you know, the idea that, all right, this is who we have and this is how we're going to make it work. And sorry, McDaniel, but we're not going to be doing all this Statue of Liberty crap. Like, we're going to go back to an offense that I'm comfortable running here because I'm 47 years old and I'm not going to sit here and learn some new offense. Like, that makes plenty of sense, honestly.
Do you think there's any shot in hell that A, has the call been made, B, that Brady would pick up and listen?
I think Brady would pick up and listen.
Didn't he already say that? Didn't he say that earlier this year?
That he would pick up, that he would listen?
Yeah, I think he did at some point.
I think he did, but I think he was... I don't know. It sounded like he was BSing a little bit, if I recall correctly. Yeah, definitely.
He's a tease. He's a little bit like the Boston Red Sox. He's a tease.
Yeah, the Red Sox are getting C-blocked right now, that's for sure. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to get into the Red Sox in just a moment here.